Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
The first 4 hours were simply in a amuse-bouche.
I'm stuffed. I can't remember the last time I ate this much.
Sure you don't want no dessert?
Not for me.
I'm good.
Your table is ready for Carmen and Lima's emerging podcast scene.
When you go to a restaurant, what's the usual dessert you get?
Not a huge dessert person.
If you get a dessert,
yeah,
what's
but
a dessert?
A yeah. lot of times, you know, because of my fame, they'll send me a free one.
Are you serious?
They do for you just say it's your birthday, you pretty much get free dessert. You really do. At nicer restaurants, I mean, you've already spent all this money. If they
That's a lie. You
no.
get free dessert at a Chinese buffet if you say it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah. And they come out, they have this whole, like, firecracker thing going on.
Do they
off.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
The dogs in there start screaming. It's ridiculous.
I don't know. I mean, most of these Italian places, it's always the same old. When it comes to
and, tiramisu,
yeah, tiramisu
I'm
is
not
always
a tiramisu fan.
Oh, I like it. No. I do like it. And then you know the nice French restaurants. It's creme brulee.
Never had creme brulee.
Oh, that's good. That's really good.
You know what? You would imagine I'm not a big.
What are your thoughts on cannoli?
Like cannoli. Have gone to Little Italy to get the cannoli.
Yeah. Oh, it's excellent.
And got it for Lizzie.
Got to have the chocolate chips.
Yeah.
Have to. It's
Corbo's is where I went.
Oh yeah.
There's what's the other one too?
Presti's.
Presti's. That's the one I've been. There's another one.
Then Dolce Vita. You can get. They make their own. They make their own.
Terry
cannoli. Yes.
You're kidding me.
They do it all.
How is he doing, by the way? I haven't seen that guy in quite a while.
You know what? Audio super hot. That's from
former
employee Joe.
How do I turn that down?
It's audio super hot.
How do I turn that down? How do we turn that down?
Patio enclosure, Joe.
Patio enclosure. Where do we go here? All right.
I don't know. What,
okay,
what
this is me.
Don't, oh, no. See,
don't
now,
touch it.
Now that's the double.
No,
that's
I have
double
a, I have a volume control on my end.
Now
oh,
we're
okay.
Be super
Sorry.
Low.
All right.
We
so
have
anyway,
to get your we have to get your
we're
levels
brought to you correct. By Xtend Technologies, XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com. Get there before July 18th. And the reason why is because you can get 0% financing through January 2023. So you get 0% financing whether you got a brand new build, whether you just bought, maybe you want to redo a home that you just bought, or a century home, doesn't matter. They're going to take loving care of it and really bring your home into the 21st century with smart speaker systems, a smartphone the way it's supposed to be done. Check them out online first, XTENDAV.com. Bring that home into the 21st century. I said it today. I said, you can get tunable spectrum, and you can get surround sound where it's not just a room, it's the entire property. And let me underline,
property.
So if it's an old shed out back that you like to write in, you go right on ahead. Yeah, you're missing a moment. XTENDAV.com. Make those home dreams come true at Xtend Technologies. And by the way, our buddy is doing something that's really, really cool here. And I want to make sure I get it right. So, honestly, what it says here is that their buddy, Ian's wife, Colleen, Tony's buddy's Ian's wife, Colleen, and his college roommate's wife, Jen, both had ovarian cancer. Ian's wife and her sister decided to start a big thing to do it. Colleen's sister had RCA when she had cancer, and basically what they're going to do is they are doing an event called kickbrca.org. That's kickbrca.org, and you can check it out there. It's fantastic, the work they're doing, where somebody is swimming between here and Kelly's Island, I think it is. Like, it's a long way between, like, the shore and Kelly's Island over there. So kickbrca.org, great stuff. Tony's involved with it. Extend's involved with it. They're doing great stuff over there. So make sure you check it out. You're going to absolutely love it. You can do something great. And, again, be sure to check out Extend Technologies online first, XTENDAV.com. So anything Tony's with, you know we love Tony. Tony does a great job with us. And so if Tony's with it, I know it's good. You know you love it. Fantastic stuff. So make sure you check out that website as soon as you possibly can. I had a conversation with you today about, almost said Extend, about Ryan Day. Mm-hmm. And whether or not Ryan Day is doing, I'm sure I'm getting killed on Twitter right now because that was my tease. Is Ryan Day doing too good a recruiting job? Which I love to ask. I asked you, and you didn't even think it was, I said it. I didn't even ask, and you did not disagree. I said, Ryan Day has to have a world champ, or excuse me, a national championship by 2023. He's on the hot seat. Mm-hmm. It puts him on, you recruit to that level. You have not had it. You haven't had a national championship yet. You're not Nick Saban. Even though, I tell you what, if Nick Saban went 3 years without winning a national championship, I wonder if people go, is it passing him by? Is it passing Nick Saban by? Like, I wonder if that would happen. So is Ryan Day on the hot seat right now with this recruiting class that he has? What did you say about this recruiting class? Half of the top 21 or something like that, or Ohio State guys, or how is it? Half the top 30 or whatever it might be?
It's like 15 or 16 or – no, 17 or something out of the top 34 are either committed to Alabama or Ohio State. So the dominance continues at the top. And with this player that Ohio State just signed yesterday – for those that don't know, JT, I don't know if I'm pronouncing this right at all, Tuimolalu. You want to go with that?
Molalu, yeah.
Anyway, he is out of the Pacific Northwest, out of Washington.
Okay. Where did you learn to climb trees like that? The Pacific Northwest.
He's incredible. He's absolutely incredible defensive lineman. And so Ohio State, again, has they're right behind Alabama, and then for next year, they're far and away number one right now. Of course, things will probably change. It is incredible, the recruiting that he's been able to do. And it's actually, you can make the argument right now, it's better than Urban Meyer, which, of course, was better than Jim Tressel. So you just continue to get better recruiting-wise. They haven't won a title since 2014.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that's going to sound, you know, to older Ohio State fans, they're gonna say, wait, we went 30-some years between championships before Jim Tressel won. But you're right. You are there with Nick Saban. And we know, it's not like Ryan Day. You can't say Ryan Day's up there with Nick Saban. He's not. He hasn't. He hasn't coached enough, and he hasn't won enough. He just started. But Nick Saban has won, what, 6 of the last 12?
Yep.
Which I think is incredible. I don't think you're ever going to see that in college football again. Even now, of course, now with expanded playoffs, maybe it's harder. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But 6 of 12, is it too much as an Ohio State fan? Can you be greedy? I mean, we have two since 2003, right? You have that year, and you have 2014.
Never mind.
That's 18 years now.
It's easier. It's not easy because you have Alabama there, but it's easier now than I think it's going to be, because if you lose a couple of games, you'll get into the playoffs, but again, you might have to go on the road. Ohio
State's going to be in every year from here on out.
So they'll be in, and that'll be fine. Getting in is one thing, and people say, well, ifs and buts in 2015, if they would have got – I'm sorry, they didn't get in 2015, so that's just the way she goes. So if you don't get in, I can't make an argument for you. What I'm wondering about Ryan Day, let's not beat around the bush here, is your recruiting class too good that you have to get a national championship or they move on from you? Because I'll make a case where I will, and I'll make a case where I absolutely wouldn't, okay? First one is the positive towards him being on the hot seat, where I would put Ryan Day on the hot seat. Recruiting takes a lot of money. Recruiting takes a lot of resources. Recruiting is 90% of what they do. Everything else is coaching and actually playing on the football field. You got to get the players first. We all know that. You get the players, then everything else is going to work. He's done a remarkable job, and you just mentioned it. It's better than Urban Meyer. I think he learned from the master, and away he goes. So you have him, Dabo, who's obviously he's a born salesman. He was a literal salesman
he's
at
incredible.
One point.
Yeah.
And then you have Nick Saban, who, going back to Michigan State, has been just incredible at it. No matter what you want to find, it's always been not clean, but you haven't been able to find anything out of him, I'm sure. When I say not clean, I assume not clean. But you haven't been able to find anything out of it. So they're all masters at it. And if you're recruiting at that level, you still need to win national championships. The reason I would put him on that list is saying while you're on the hot seat is because I have the same thought with Kirby Smart. Kirby Smart went back to Georgia, became their head coach, was supposed to have learned under Saban, did everything to get great players, recruited great players, and they are up there in the conversation every single year with great recruiting classes, top three, top five, every single year. Georgia, their boosters have opened things up. They've done massive remodeling projects on their facilities. They have top-end facilities. The national championship that LSU won just a couple of years ago put Kirby Smart on the hot seat because you have, for the first time, I mean, it's never been like they were broke, okay? But for the first time, Georgia's playing with the big boys when it comes to recruiting, when it comes to money and funds and assistance, because you know you're recruiting. That's why. And Brett Bielema made a terrible mistake going to Arkansas, but Brett Bielema left because they would not pay the assistant coaches to do the recruiting, and that's half the battle. We always look at the head coach's salary and we make a big deal of that. It's the assistants that you make a big deal of. And now they're doing it at Georgia, and they don't have the national championship, and then LSU wins, and LSU's crying poor every other year. They're a school that really cries poor every year. But they won with Ed Orgeron, and people respect Ed Orgeron, but they don't see him in this
No, he's not new, considered one of the top
he's
coaches.
Not, yeah, he's not seen in this new level of Ryan Day and some of the other younger guys who are coming up through college football. And I think they're getting angry about it. And so they're putting Kirby Smart on the hot seat because they don't want to go through Mark Richt stuff. Mark Richt had a beautiful program for a long time, but there'd be two or even three hiccups a year that were unexplainable and stupid. And they don't want the same thing to happen with Kirby Smart, so it puts him on the hot seat. The reason I wouldn't is basically for the same principle. And I look in a different place. Tom Osborne retires. They bring in Frank Solich. Frank Solich has been a great – you know where I'm going with this already – Frank Solich was great. They get rid of Frank Solich. He's done a remarkable job for OU. They've been a nice, steady program his entire time there. They went to Bill Callahan. Bill Callahan was a disaster. They went through – they got to Bo Pelini. Bo Pelini got them back to where they should be.
It's okay.
You yep. don't want to be – and I don't think they would be. I really don't think they would be. But one bad coaching move can ruin you. It can do a big deal of hurt to you. It's built Ohio State. Urban Meyer and so far Ryan Day have built Ohio State to a place where it's Teflon. It feels like it's Teflon. One wrong move can put you in a bad spot. And I don't think like Ryan Day would get fired. I don't think it would come to that. I think there'd be so much pressure on Ryan Day. Ryan Day might just go out, going to the NFL, making my move to the NFL. That to me would mean there's pressure on Ryan Day. There was immense heat on Ryan Day, and then he would just go on. And you got to be careful about that type of thing because if you look at the blue bloods of college football, Ohio State's one of them, and it's one bad coach where all of a sudden you're sputtering, you're looking, and if we're talking about major money, why do guys want to leave their positions if they're already at Oklahoma, Alabama, Clemson even? Like you might have somebody where, well, we'll bring our native son home. Maybe you can do that. Or maybe it's another mess. Like, you don't want to – I say we learn from Michigan in that case. Like, you don't want to make bad mistakes. So it's – I've set up both. It's a cautionary tale, but regardless, I think that he's obviously a great recruiter, but it does bring more pressure on you to get a national championship.
It's insane. The recruiting's insane. The fact that they can go into any living room in the country, no matter where you are, no matter what team matters in that area of the country – and he can just go take whatever he wants. Mm-hmm. I never thought in a million years Ohio State would be in position to do that. And then they were the minute they got Urban Meyer. That happened. And I sat there. I have to be honest. I know everybody was talking glowingly about Ryan Day. Mm-hmm. But I thought to myself, wait a second. We're not even doing a coaching search when Urban Meyer stepped down abruptly. Like, we're not even going to interview top candidates around the world. We're just taking this guy who has never been a head coach before in college football, and boy, I was wrong. And there's a reason those guys are in the position they're in, that they know. There is something to just knowing, and the fact that Urban Meyer basically, he gave him the endorsement. They said, no, that's the next big coach in college football.
Mm-hmm.
That is the guy. And that came from Urban, and they listened to Urban, and it's a damn good thing they did. But it's time for Ohio State to win a national championship. I know that sounds ridiculous, but, you know, we're supposed to be up there with Alabama and Clemson.
Mm-hmm. I mean, and make no mistake about it. It's only been – how long has it been with Ryan Day? Has it been
two years
yet? I'm already impressed with Ryan Day. And it's for basically what you said. I think that there's guys who are anointed and they just can't fulfill that role. We saw that with Lane Kiffin. He wasn't ready. Maybe he'd be more ready yet. We'll see what he does with Ole Miss. Tom Herman, same thing, elevated. It became a disaster.
Tom Herman was supposed to be a guarantee.
Yeah. And that's what I want Ohio State to avoid. Like, if you can't get it done.
Jim Harbaugh is supposed to be a guarantee.
Yes, those are two great examples. I think Steve Sarkisian's a good story. The tale of just the tailspin of his alcoholism to now, like, getting his life back on track and him being in charge of young people again. I'd like to see a happy ending to that story. I don't know if it'll work. And I think plenty of people in Texas are like, you know, we tried. We tried the whole Charlie Strong thing. That went to hell in a handbasket. Then we tried to double down, and we got Tom Herman, and that was supposed to be a guarantee. And then we're bringing in Urban Meyer to consult with us about who the next coach should be. And then we bring in Steve Sarkisian, and now it just feels like you're kind of out there, like where USC is. And USC's different. Like, Texas has Ohio State money and just doesn't act like it. It just keeps running into problems. So you can have a situation that seems perfect and completely spins out of control. I don't get Texas. I do not get that.
Makes no sense. I mean, they have their own television network.
Yes.
It makes absolutely no sense how, especially considering every school in the country, short of Alabama, Clemson, Ohio State, wanted to hire Herman as their head coach.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, there was a lot of talk in Columbus that when Urban Meyer abruptly steps down, it'd be nice to have Tom Herman. And then it just totally blows up.
Yeah.
It just doesn't win there.
Yeah.
How you don't win there. And that guy was supposedly a genius. He was like a Mensa guy, and yet he couldn't get it done. I remember when we had Bo Bishop doing the shows, he goes, it's a guarantee. That guy's going to be amazing. And when he got the Texas job, all of us thought that. All of us thought he was going to basically bring back that program. It just never happened.
It never
crazy.
Happened. So
I thought Charlie Strong would do a good job. That didn't happen either.
Did Charlie Strong get fired at USF?
No, I meant.
I know, before. But has he
I
been
can't keep up.
Subsequently fired from USF?
I can't keep up. Where's Tom Herman?
Charlie Strong, I think, is an assistant with Urban Meyer now, isn't he?
With Jacksonville.
He did get fired. Yeah, in Jacksonville. So there we go. Yeah. Okay, well, we got all that figured out. You said you can't keep up with what? With Charlie Strong's career yet?
No, all these coaches. Where is Tom Herman right now? Keith will text us in 2 seconds. I totally forgot.
Oh my
anyway.
God, I can't remember. Well, this is why he's a Heisman voter and I'm not. Mm-hmm. Well, there's another reason for that, too, that I can't get into. Tom Herman is offensive analyst and special projects coach, Chicago Bears.
Ah.
He's with the Bears. Okay. Boy, that's like the land of misfit toys over there.
Mm-hmm.
You got Tom Herman. You got Mike Pettine there now. That's what you're going to have. All right. Another thing. Who's the kid who's playing football and basketball?
Well, that was the name I couldn't pronounce earlier.
A name you can pronounce is Extend Technologies. XTENDAV.com. Boy, that sounds like that was jammed in there. It really wasn't. It is seamless. And it's going to be so seamless when you go to Extend Technologies and they take care of your entire home. Whether it be the audio, the visual, or the whole thing, tunable spectrum technology, everything. It's fantastic. It's online first, XTENDAV.com. Let Tony and his team sit down and come up with a plan that's going to fit your budget. It's going to fit your lifestyle as well. Whether it be a century home, brand new build, doesn't matter, guys. It's so cool. Out there on the patio during the summertime, even during the wintertime. Oh, it's so much better with Extend Technologies. And remember, you purchase by July 18th. We're running out of time. All right, today's July 6th. So you got 12 days. You purchase by July 18th. You can get 0% financing through January 2023. So get to that website, XTENDAV.com. It's time to make your home dreams come true with Extend Technologies and Broadview Heights. Okay, who's the kid who's playing basketball and football now?
Well, look, he's one of the top recruits in the country football-wise on defense, JT Tuimoloau.
That's who it is. Okay.
Yes. And supposedly He's going to attempt to play basketball at Ohio State. Hopes to join the Buckeye basketball program after the football season ends, according to Adam Jardy of the Columbus Dispatch, former classmate of mine, by the way, who does not follow me on Twitter.
Who?
Adam Jardy.
Oh.
Anyway, he spent time with men's basketball coach Chris Holtman during his official visit, and football coach Ryan Day is willing to make it work. Yeah, we'll see about that. I mean, starting out now, it's good to say that, whatever, to get him in campus, right? If you're Ryan Day, yeah, you'll play both. Does that make a difference in you wanting to come to Ohio State? Yes, okay, yeah, you'll play both. And then I think it'll be made abundantly clear once he walks on campus. We need you to specialize in football if you want to be the best football player out there.
Now, I disagree.
I don't know. You disagree that?
I disagree.
That what?
Oh, I think it might be said to him about specializing. I think he's going to be allowed to play both football and basketball if he wishes.
I think he'll start out by being allowed to play both, and then when he sees other football players kind of potentially surging past him, or it'll be used as a kind of a threat. I could see things changing. I mean, unless he just comes in and dominates football and he's fine and whatever, we'll see. But either way, this is a big-time recruit, and it got me thinking about the players that would do or have done both, because you just rarely see it. Like, you've seen guys do track and field, like Denard Robinson, incredible track and field. There's a bunch of guys who have been able to do that. You've seen some, like Russell Wilson. Did he play baseball?
Yep.
While at NC State?
Bo Jackson.
Obviously, Bo Jackson, Deion Sanders are going to come up as well. I always think of Ronald Curry. Ronald Curry, who was the quarterback at UNC. I think Julius Peppers played both basketball and football.
Same time.
Yes.
Obviously.
Yeah.
Yes. That was a dumb thing. Same time. Yeah. Oh, they did. Oh, okay.
I'm trying to think of some of the other – I know that help me out. Syracuse. Football, basketball, Syracuse.
Rob Conrad.
No.
Kirby Dardar.
No. Quarterback of the Eagles. Come on.
Donovan McNabb.
He played on the basketball team. I don't think he played all 4 years, but he was on that team. As far as Ohio State goes, I can think of Ricky Dudley did both. Nate Salley played, like, sparingly on the basketball
team.
What
about Joey Galloway? There was nothing with Ohio State basketball with Joey Galloway?
No, I thought he was track.
Didn't he play in the CBA?
Did he?
I thought Joey Galloway played in the CBA for a minute.
Okay.
Like a minute.
There's some guy, Lumpkin?
Big. Oh, what was his first name? John?
Yeah, and then I could tell you, for different schools, do you remember, was it Ron, not Ron Paulus, what was his name?
Two-time Heisman Trophy
not
winner.
Not that one.
Or the late great Beano Cook.
Not that one. The guy that played basketball at Duke, and then I covered him playing football at Syracuse. He was the starting quarterback.
Yeah, was it Nassib, Ryan Nassib?
No.
I forget who it was.
How could I not remember this?
Well,
he wasn't particularly good at either, but he got to do it. Syracuse brought him over as a graduate transfer, and he was gonna get into. He's the head basketball coach, I think, at Albany, somewhere up there.
No kidding.
I cannot remember. Why can't I remember?
When I went to school, we had a guy. I think his name was Rick McFadden, and he played football at Ohio State as a quarterback, and then he played basketball at Akron.
I totally forgot about that.
And then he was like the Dobo for a while, and I don't know what the hell he does now. But that was the guy when I was a kid. So that guy. I think this guy JT.
Greg Paulus is who I was.
Greg Paulus. Well done. You're close. You said Ron Paulus at first.
Yeah.
So this guy JT, you're right. If he can't handle it, it's going to be. Listen, you're losing your position because of all your things that you have to do for basketball. Someone's going to be in his head about it. But if he can handle it, and what I don't want to have happen is that there's going to be some natural, hey, you're with the big boys now. You went from the best kid in your state to amongst many best kids in their state. And it's both in football and in basketball because they also do recruit. Chris Holtman does recruit at a high level. So if you're in those categories, there's going to be a natural, you have to mature. You're 18, you're going to have to be 19 and be bigger and faster and stronger, and physically you might not be what a 22-year-old or 21-20-year-old athlete's going to be even 2 years from now. These guys might have been through the Ohio State weight program, and we've seen the difference between a high school kid and even what we consider a big high school kid and what Ohio State can do to you. And then what the NFL can do to you. It's amazing. So you see that difference. There might be a natural growth there Well, I don't want him to be robbed that opportunity, but if he's able to take care of it, if he's that good, I think they will definitely let him, because if they won't let him and he has his heart set on playing both, I think there's plenty of other coaches who are more than willing to go, hey, well, we'll let you. Who's the new coach down at UNC? Who's the basketball coach down at UNC after Roy Williams?
Oh, God.
It's a former player, right? Well, whoever it might be. And I'm sure him and Mac Brown will go, hey, we'll let you play. We'll let you play both. Will Jim Boeheim have a problem with a guy playing football and basketball?
I'm trying to see what kind of recruit he is basketball-wise.
Pitt's dying for anybody. I'm sure they'll let him do both.
Yeah, they have him. So I'm only finding his football stuff. I'm not seeing the basketball stuff, unfortunately. But either way, it is amazing. In this day and age, you just don't see a lot of it. By the way, we were mentioning, you know, the greatest ever two-sport athletes. Jim Brown has got to come up.
Oh, yeah,
obviously.
Lacrosse. Yeah.
He's still considered
the best lacrosse
the best lacrosse player ever. It's interesting in this time that would be on the table for somebody. We always wonder if Terrell Pryor would have stuck with basketball. He was considered a four-star.
Mm-hmm.
Normally, it's, you know, four-stars, it's kind of a fatter chance to be able to make that leap. But you never know, and Terrell Pryor had the athleticism. So I would have loved to see if somebody like Terrell Pryor would have stayed with basketball, obviously because it didn't work out, long-term football. Although he was in the league, you know, I still think Terrell Pryor being able to play wide receiver with 1,000 yards, I still think is an amazing
athlete.
I think that is an amazing accomplishment.
It is an amazing
that
accomplishment.
Totally gets glossed over. I mean, it did it with the Browns, with who throwing to him?
Cody Kessler for
Glad
a bit
you
of
can
that.
Remember because I can't.
RG3, Cody Kessler.
Jeez.
Who else? Was it Josh McCown? Josh McCown had to have
was
been
it?
In there.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think that's absolutely incredible.
That is incredible. You had that going for you.
Mm-hmm.
I think he'll be allowed to play. You think he'll end up playing just football?
Yeah, I think down the road.
What's with your painting?
Starts today.
You excited
wax
about
on,
this?
Wax off.
You do not want to even talk. Are you bored talking about painting in general? I'm fascinated by your painting.
I just think it seems like a boring topic, but if if you could find a way to make it entertaining.
I'd rather listen to paint dry
than talk about paint.
Well, this is the first time you've actually done this. I think you should do it alone.
It's a return to manual labor. It's been a long time for the sports boy. It's been a long time.
People don't realize Lima started out in manual labor.
Yes,
Lima started out mowing, cutting, lots of things.
By the way,
were manual.
did that at Berkshire Hills, too. I had every job at Berkshire Hills. Cut the greens, even did a little fairways, did rough, did the creeks. Oh, my God, the weed whacking of the creeks. The sand pro.
What was the worst
thing
you did?
Getting the sand pro out. What's that?
What was the worst thing you did at the golf course?
What would you call that? I don't even remember what it was called, but the side of the bridges over the creeks.
Sandblasting?
We had to sandblast the side of those, and you're just up here. That thing weighed 50 pounds.
Really?
That thing weighed 50 pounds, and you're shaking. Your whole body is shaking.
Why did you have to do that?
I weighed like nothing. Yeah. I remember. I weighed like 135 pounds. And I don't even know, because then you painted over them. So I had to do the paint afterwards. We had to paint after we sandblasted the sides to kind of smooth them out. Every 2 years on those. They eroded rapidly.
Was it hard? Did it take
a
long time?
It sucked. It was painstaking. It was heavy. My body was not ready for that. I'd come home, and that was it. Shower, bed. Sometimes you didn't even make it to the shower. Bed. Just collapsed. And so I think about people who actually do manual labor every day and have done it for years and decades, and I'm like, how? How? And I get your body hardens for it. I do think your body –
body responds to everything like that.
It kind of does. We are amazing.
But that first week,
malleable creatures.
Weeks, oh my God!
Yeah.
When I worked at the stone plant, I remember, and it's exactly as bad as you thought. And it was me, this guy Jeff, this guy Brian. Brian was cool. They were both cool guys. One went to Kent. I went to Akron. The other one went to OU.
Is Brian the one that killed his family tragically?
No, Brian. He looked like Gavin Rosdale from Bush, and his last name was Bush. And so he was a great guy, but we were really good. Like, it was physical. Like, you'd sweat your ass off in the summertime. You'd be freezing, but you'd be working too hard to be cold in the wintertime. Mm-hmm. Like, it was hard. It was very hard. It was a young man's game.
Oh, yeah.
And so we would pour the concrete. We would mix the stone, pour the concrete in the molds. let the molds cure, dry out, and then you'd pull. You'd have to go pull and stone. And pull and stone, you'd be wearing these I wore these big jeans and, like, this huge denim jacket because I didn't care what happened on it. So, I like, on this big denim jacket, like, I'd get concrete stuck to it and stuff like that. I didn't care. And you would just flip over the molds, pull the stone out, stack them in the boxes, put the boxes eventually on a big pallet. And we're talking 80, 100 pounds a box of stone. And we do it, and we would get so annoyed because we would do the stone, and there would be, like, a guy who just, like, usually, because it's very physical, there'd be, like, a down-and-out guy who'd work. And, like, somebody would bring him to work, and you just knew, like, this guy is not going to
happen. Not going to make
it. He does not know what he's getting himself into. I don't know who he got this recommendation from. I don't know who gave it to him to get this job. This is not going to work. And, I mean, you'd have guys, and they were sweating profusely, couldn't breathe. Like, they couldn't keep up. Because we wanted to get the job done. We wanted to get done fast. Because the faster you pulled the stone, then, yeah, you could ass off kind of the rest of the day and get paid to ass off as long as you got the stone pulled. The boss was kind of cool about that. He didn't care. But that damn stone better be pulled or your ass was grass about it. And so we would just get mad. It didn't help where he's new. He's older than us. And we used to get so mad because now you're just getting in our way. You're slowing us down. You're getting in our way. We want to go ass off. I want to go, like, because you'd get the Bobcat out and you go get the gravel. And so you would just, like, put your iTunes in or at that time MP3 player. And you'd just ride around on the Bobcat and do that. And it was fine. You'd do that. We get the stone pulled in like 2 hours, 1.5, depending on it. But it was like you can't breathe. There's no bathroom breaks. There's nothing. You are going hard for an hour and a half. It is Ric Flair, Ricky Steamboat, do not stop for 2 hours at a time. And then the rest of the day be awesome. The rest of the day be great.
It feels like you should have been getting paid $50 an hour.
We should have been. Well, we weren't.
What were you getting paid?
We were getting $9.25.
At that age.
At that time was not terrible
money.
That's
pretty damn good.
That was pretty damn good. And we used to get so mad at these guys, and they'd be there for 1 day.
Like, yeah, they wouldn't make it.
They'd be like, I can't move. The one guy got up and quit. He's like, I can't keep up. I'm sorry. I got to go.
At least he knew, put everybody out of their misery.
No, but
quicker.
It wasn't even that. We'd just start cussing them out. Like, get your ass back here. Like, we'd be yelling at him.
Oh, crap.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It was awful.
God, I keep – It was awful. I'm now thinking this sends me right back to my job during the summer at the golf course and the amount of people that made it 1 day or 2 days. And there was one guy, Kenny – came in, and I'm like, all right, this guy's cool, and he's talking about, hey, we're going to party, and where are we partying at? Just kept saying partying. Just where are we partying? Then he showed up the second day with just drugs galore. Here come the drugs. Like, I'm
he
like,
wanted
oh,
to, like,
my.
Make friends with you guys?
Yes.
Giving you drugs?
Yes, and then he couldn't make it, and he was so bad. He was such a bad employee. I think he may have lasted, like, 3 or 4 days. Never saw him again. And I'm like, man, I spent an entire day edging a bunker with this dude.
I worked at a grocery store. I can't say which one. Don't guess. And we got a guy who lived in the motel across the street, like the old rural highway motel across the street, who worked with us to get us beer, to get us liquor and beer. And he bought it, and we're like, all right, man, thanks. And we went to drop him off. He's like, we're not hanging out? And, like, there were four of us in the car. We're like, no. And then all of a sudden we were like, I mean, I got to go to my grandma's tomorrow. Like,
Start making excuses.
We got this beer and liquor for another day. We're all going to church tomorrow. Like, we can't drink this beer and liquor now.
Poor guy.
And he's just holding this bottle of, like, he got this bottle of cheap vodka because we're like, hey man, we'll buy you a bottle if you buy it for us. And he's like, oh, I thought we were all going to hang out. We're like, no, we got things we got to do. And, like, he got out, and he's like, okay, well, bye.
That is
and,
so
like,
sad.
We went inside, and we're like, we're going, man, I feel bad. And then we're going, man, like, all of a sudden, I couldn't help it. I had to pipe up, and I go, you know, we are, like, 17 years old. This guy is in his 30s. I don't think we need to feel that bad. He should have known what he was getting into.
Yeah, by the way, I don't think he was after hanging out with guys. I think he had a very different idea
about how
that night was going to end.
Well, you know what?
He was looking to make some new friends, and in that age group, only a very, very different gender.
You know, I didn't think about that. Yeah. I did not think about that.
He was a total creep.
I didn't think about that.
I guess either way, he was a total creep. Like,
yeah, maybe even if you want to hang out with 17-year-olds.
Even if you want to hang out with the guys, boys at that age, maybe he was a creep that way. Either way, he was a creep, like looking back.
Man, I got to text my buddies because we didn't even think about that. He's like, hey, man, he's in his 30s, wants to hang out with 17-year-olds. He should have known the score. And my buddies immediately were like, yeah, you know what? You're right. Bleep that guy. Bleep it. Like, they were all like, nah.
What do you
sad.
Think? Did you ever look him up, see what happened to him?
I don't even remember his name.
Love to know.
I don't even remember. He didn't work there for – I almost said the name of the grocery store I worked for. He didn't even work there for another month.
That's great.
He was a vagrant, a vagabond, if you will. Not a vagrant, but he was a vagabond. Maybe it's the same thing. I'm not sure. He went from town to town. He rode the rails.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, that's what you had. Those are my old work experiences. So you got to paint today. Just paint alone. Don't have your future father.
But we got to get it done. We got to get it done. It can't linger. It's got to get done this week, and then we're done. She's going to move in before me because her lease ends a month before mine, and I am taking full advantage of the final month in Tremont. After 10 years.
The summer of Lima.
It is, but there's no – I don't think there's a taste of Tremont this year, which is just ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous that they could pass up on an opportunity like this. I mean, the feast is going. There are going to be 8 days of the feast. We're going to double them out the days of the feast.
This is such an interesting thing.
It's over.
So
it's all over.
Do you plan on being with this woman? I mean, as of right now, the rest of your life, right?
For a few years, right?
No one gets into it going, we'll beat around for a couple years. We'll see how it goes.
That's what people that got the Cleveland Browns job, when their friends were like, you know, you're only going to be there for a few years. And they said, you know what? I think we can win there. But if it's only a few years, he's going to pay me for 5.
I mean, Mike Pence's daughter tweeted that back at somebody, then deleted it. You remember that?
Oh, yeah.
His own daughter said that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Take this the right way. I don't want to talk you out of this. I don't want to scare you. You do understand, like, this will – when you move in, that's it. There's a difference then. You got to know that right now. Like, everything is done together. Like, you could have your alone time here and there. Certainly.
How do I establish
– Things are different.
I know. And I've had everybody kind of tell me this.
Yeah.
How do I establish some ground rules for a threshold of alone time?
It happens naturally.
So I don't come in and say, hey, just so you know, I'm going to want to go over my buddy's place occasionally. It can't be every week. It can't be, you know, 3 times a week.
Yeah.
How do I establish that? Or is it just going to be all lies? Hey, I'm going golfing.
No, you can't
it's
lie.
It's a company
you never
thing.
Lie. You cannot
it's
lie.
It's for the radio station.
Do not lie.
She's
never
not gonna,
lie.
She's not going to listen to this, so we're good.
Doesn't matter. You can't lie.
Say whatever you want to say.
Nope, because one lie turns into how many times you've lied to me. Do not lie. Do not. I'm telling you right now, don't lie. You cannot, will not, should not lie.
What about
lie.
A little light?
No. No. I mean, there's little things of like what you might have went golfing and you could say, well, I was golfing with Ken, which is a fan event then, a work event. But, yeah, we could have been with, you know, God knows who, golfing and ass and all
doing
while we were golfing.
God knows what.
Yeah, doing God knows what with God knows who.
Hitting on the beer girl.
And that would have been okay. That is okay. You can talk. You can flirt. You can do all those things. You just can't act on it. So that is fine. Little white lies in the course of the truth, I think, are okay. It's if you were to outright lie and say, I'm going golfing, and then you did that, you can't do that even once, because if you do that once and you get caught,
so now,
then
yeah,
it's how many times have you lied to me before?
It's a total breakdown of confidence.
It's a total,
in any
yes.
Of this.
And then why do you not believe that I would be okay with this?
Yeah.
You are asking for so many problems, and it's not fair to her. It's not fair to her. And then you'll start to think about, okay, I lied to her. This is bad. Will she lie to me? Then you start thinking about that. What's she willing to lie about? That type of thing. You do not do that. You have to tell the truth, no matter what, no matter how much it hurts. And the whole story.
I've lied so much in my life, though. That's
yeah,
the
well,
problem.
I'm sorry. That's the thing that's going
mean,
to happen.
I mean, almost
change.
To pathological levels.
Oh, it's. I've seen it. I've seen you be
You've
so.
You've seen it firsthand.
I've seen you so comfortable in a lie. I've known it was pathological. It's amazing. It is amazing the grift that you could pass on somebody, and I've watched it firsthand. That is true. I'd insist that you. Pain alone. It'll be more fun that way. I'm sorry, Anthony.
By the way, so the dad is going to be there. I have to order.
I think you should.
I have to order food at some point, right?
Yes. I think you should go. I still think you should do it alone.
Should I be bringing food? Should I be bringing subs right like right now, that's just going to stall. It's going to take longer, and he's going to go, where have you been?
Well, are you painting right after this?
Oh, yeah. I got to go home and change real quick. Quick, too. I can't be late. I can't dilly-dally.
No.
This is the first time that I've had people that I have to answer to in years, and that includes my bosses. This is the first time in years.
Yeah.
I have gone – my God, I have gone 20-plus years without having anybody to answer to, and all of a sudden I have a new family.
How often have you talked to
I have a new family to answer to. These were total strangers a year ago.
That's
12
incredible.
Months ago. I met her in 2 weeks. It'll be a full year.
I don't mean to put too much pressure on you. You just – if I was him, I'd be sizing you up a little bit.
Oh, he will be.
Okay.
The whole thing. This is a test. This is what Mr. Miyagi did with Daniel-san. Totally was. He was sizing him up the whole time. Is he worthy?
Is he worthy
of my tutelage?
If I'm not mistaken, he is a man who does not have grandchildren yet. So
right.
You will be...
He's got another...
You may very well be the father of his first grandchild, and maybe, depending on his age, the only grandchild he sees.
Yeah.
I don't want to put too much pressure on you there, Tony. I hope you have a wonderful time painting with your maybe future father-in-law.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you don't let him down. I know Extend Technologies won't let you down. XTENDAV.com. That's XTENDAV.com. Again, check out kickbrca.org. Tony does great work with them. We're back on Tuesday. Remember, looking for an email. Congratulations on all your success. Carmen at 923thefan.com. Lima at 923thefan.com. Let us know. We'll get you advice on whatever the advice may be needed. Okay? Well, the best we can. Whatever it might be, painting with your possible future father-in-law, him sizing you up, the whole thing. Online first, XTENDAV.com, Extend Technologies. For Lima, I'm Ken. For Owen, for Keith, for Andy, Ken Carmen. Goodbye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.